Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I guess it's the slowest time of the year in the National Football League season from USA Today. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show, Chris Boombacha. Chris, thanks for holding. Welcome back to the program. Hope you're having a great Wednesday.
Yeah, same here. Hope you're doing great. Always awesome to be on with you guys.
And appreciate the time. Apologize for the voice. I don't know where this is cropping up from all of a sudden. But Jaire Alexander, coming to Baltimore, two-time Pro Bowler, teammate of Lamar's at Louisville. Lamar mentioned him by name yesterday. Well, it was brought up. Go get him, Eric. Well, Eric went and got him. So if he's healthy, and I guess, Chris, this is always a big if with him, if he's healthy, what kind of player has Zach Gore added to his defense? And Chuck Pagano, another nice fancy toy, it seems like.
Yeah, at his best, Alexander's, in my mind, top five, at worst, top seven corner in the league. Guy can really shut down as a team's top option on the outside there. And for a Ravens team that has a really solid foundation and a solid core, like, you can't ask for anything better than getting a corner, a really great corner on a team-friendly deal like this, since the Packers ended up having to cut him and eating the dead cap on their end. So I think for the Ravens, it's a no-brainer. And isn't life a lot better when Lamar Jackson and Eric DaCosta are working together instead of against each other? I think it's a great sign for the Ravens heading into the break here.
Yeah, we'll see how that contract renegotiating goes over the next few months. But that's another topic, Chris, for another day. And before we bounce around the division, the AFC North and the NFC a little bit here with the Ravens, and Lamar, first time he had spoken to the media here in 6 months, basically, since the playoff loss to Buffalo. Vengeance on their minds, the Ravens, because they've been a Super Bowl-worthy team. They've been among the favorites to win the Super Bowl for many years, certainly during the majority of the Lamar era, but they've never gotten to the Super Bowl. And I don't think the window is going to be closing anytime soon, but with the Ravens and the Bills here in the AFC, I mean, as the years go and the lack of Super Bowl appearances grow, how much does the frustration grow? And maybe even more so, how much does the pressure grow on Allen, Lamar, McDermott, John Harbaugh, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, that's it's going to be like that until they break through and take out the Chiefs, right? Like, but for in the case of Lamar and the Ravens, it's going to come down to a couple of the plays. And whether or not they're able to execute, just like it was 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, came down to a couple plays in execution. Last year in Buffalo, came down to a couple plays in execution. We're going to do all this again, and because Lamar is so great and I think so highly of the Ravens front office that they will always be in a position, that window will always be open as long as he's there, it's going to come down to those handful of plays in the most important moments of the season. In the playoffs. So until those plays are executed the way we know that they can be when it comes down to Lamar and the Ravens, then they're going to be playing second fiddle to the Chiefs, and that goes for the Bills too, obviously. I can make the same argument for execution with them and down to their, you know, tush-push failure and the fourth down play last year and the drops all around. So, you know, the Chiefs are where they are because they execute in those moments and they know who they are. And I think teams like the Bills and the Ravens can sometimes forget that when they get to these bright moments.
Now, Chris, as the Bills are in a division where they seem to be the clear favorites to win the AFC East, and this is with all due respect to Miami, the Jets, and the Patriots here, Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, and he's took a, I guess, cheap deal. He's going to mentor, you know, Will Howard. He's saying and doing all the right things. He loves Mike Tomlin. That's great. At this stage of his career, what, 41, 42? And statistically, what, horrible for New York, but they didn't win a ton of games. Aaron Rodgers coming in at this phase, how much does he change the balance of power in the AFC North? Is it going to be a noticeable thing if he's similar to what he was last year statistically for the Jets?
Yeah, I think if he's like the same statistically, the Steelers are probably kind of in a similar situation where they're just a low-end wildcard team at best, and they'll lose in the first round as they kind of done in the last 10 years or so under Mike Tomlin. But what Mike Tomlin is betting on with signing Aaron Rodgers is that there is a little bit of magic left and that he can help, Rodgers being, can help Tomlin get over that playoff hump and make a deep run for the first time since I think it was the 2016 season they made it to the AFC Championship game. So that's where the Steelers are coming from here. And I am hesitant to count Aaron Rodgers out just because up until some guy named Patrick Mahomes came along, he was the most talented quarterback I'd ever seen. I didn't say best, I said talented.
Sure.
Most talented quarterback I'd ever seen throw a football in my life. And obviously Rodgers' mental game and how he processes and has just played so much football is a huge advantage for the Steelers. But, I mean, on the physical side, what I saw last year was pretty concerning. So, again, I'm hesitant just because it was the Jets and he was coming off the injury and all those things that were kind of working against him. Maybe in Pittsburgh it's a fresher start, less of a media spotlight, and they're able to kind of get on the same page even with his late signing there. But it seems like they kind of had this in place, so I'm not as concerned on that front of him, you know, kind of like learning a playbook and things like that. I'm sure it will be catered to him. And again, that's another thing where it's like, you know, two sides of the coin. Yes, great, it's catered to Aaron Rodgers, the plays and the offense, but is that a good thing at this in 2025, you know, National Football League offense? I don't know.
Chris, we look at the Cincinnati Bengals now. We know the offense is potent, to say the least, but they missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. And, you know, Zach Taylor might be feeling some heat from the media, maybe within the organization. But defensively, looks like Hendrickson and the team, they've reopened negotiations, which is coincidental given the fact that their first-round pick, Stewart, walked out of mandatory minicamp. Why does it always, I don't say circus-like atmosphere, but why are things never really clean news-wise with the Bengals? And defensively, I mean, they were sieve-like with Trey Hendrickson. I mean, well, we've talked about it. Rodgers. Joe Burrow threw 9 touchdown passes against the Ravens last year, and they lost both games. So how much will this be burden-wise for them trying to level up here and get back to the playoffs?
Well, last year, the linebacker and secondary play was just so horrible, and it was a combination of like coaching and personnel and injuries, and Lou Anarumo had to fall on the sword and lost his job for it, right, the former defensive coordinator there. So I think, you know, just progression to the mean in their case, the defense, especially those position groups, will be a little bit better this year. But I mean, you're right, the Trey Hendrickson's had some really nice seasons in the past couple of years, and for him not to be a lock on the roster or you know, to just, you know, have that animosity is never good, and it's bleeding into the rookie contract negotiations. You said that it's not circus like really, but I think that if Cincinnati was a bigger media market, or if it was a bigger, you know, a team in a bigger city, I think we would be calling it circus, like, honestly, because it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, the Shamar Stewart thing, I've never seen before. I mean, I've only been covering the league for a few years. Never seen these rookie contracts are, you know, pretty standard. I know it's a language thing, but, you know, the money is the money. Like, it all depends on where you're drafted. So it's only the Bengals, right? Like, that's kind of how I see it. And I think they are hurt by, you know, not having they have a de facto general manager in Duke Tobin, but they kind of like lack that somebody with that title is the reality of it. And I think the perception of it is that nobody really knows, you know, who's calling the shots. And, you know, Mike Brown's reputation as an owner isn't very good. So it's a bad situation for the Bengals, and they need to get off to a good start this year. I think it was 1-4 they started last year, totally put them behind the eight ball. That's why they missed the playoffs, even with Burrow's pretty incredible statistical season and how that offense got humming. So this is a team that has said, and Joe has said throughout the offseason, like, starting fast is really important to them. Winning games in September is going to matter to them a ton. And if you have this as training camp approaches, like all this drama, it's not a good sign. So I'm really interested to see how they're able to shake things out over the next month. And like, maybe if they get it settled heading into training camp, they can put it to bed quickly. They're able to get off to that fast start, but I mean, it's not looking great for them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today, talking to the NFL. Here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. Let's get to the NFC, and in particular, the North. Detroit had the best season in the history of that franchise, regular season. Fell short in the playoffs, frustration city. Minnesota was great as well, unexpectedly, kind of flatlined towards the end. Now J.J. McCarthy is coming in to take over for Darnold now in Seattle. So you look at Minnesota, that 14-3, the Pack's been in the postseason 2 years in a row. The Bears are getting a lot of, you know, trendy run, I guess, Chris, for a team that could maybe rise up the ranks. But where do you put the Vikings right now? A team that went from 14 wins to maybe where? I mean, I'd be stunned if they duplicate that, but how far would a drop-off be if there is, in fact, a drop-off for them?
Yeah, I think McCarthy's development and progression throughout the season is going to be really interesting to monitor. I know that the people there are, you know, obviously very high on him. You don't take him number 10 overall if you're not, but like just the way that he handled himself through the injury last year and when he wasn't able to play, I think in the grand scheme of things, a good thing for him on the mental side. And like, you know, there was a question of whether how much he was going to play anyway, just to be able to acclimate a little bit better to the NFL world and that style of play and how things are called, because he's coming from, you know, a college Jim Harbaugh offense and Sharon Moore there, where he was doing a lot of handing the ball off, right? And the good news for McCarthy is that he's got a really good team around him, right? Like, he's going to be able to throw to Justin Jefferson. He's got Aaron Jones in the backfield, and they addressed that interior of the offensive line that kind of did Darnold in at the end of the season when they were letting a lot of pressure in his face and he couldn't really handle that. And I think any quarterback would kind of struggle when you're receiving a rush right up the middle. So, I think McCarthy's in great hands with Kevin O'Connell. I consider O'Connell like a top five coach in the league. I'm really high on him. Just from like an organizational leader standpoint, but also the way that he works with quarterbacks, right? Like the track record is there. Him and Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland, I think, are like two of the best at getting the most out of their guys. And I would see for the Vikings, like 14 wins is probably a lot. Like I don't know if they'll be able to, they might lose a couple of wins there to Chicago and Green Bay, like dropping off. So, I mean, 10-7 is reasonable for them. And in the grand scheme of the standings, they'll be kind of where they were when last season ended, in that 5-6 range. So that's my expectation for them.
Chris Boombacha, what's happening at USA Today as mini camps are coming to an end, and then we get this little break, air quotes, before training camp?
Well, you know, we're going to keep all the content rolling. I was in Cleveland all last week for the Browns mini camp, and I got a front row view of Joe Flacco and the rookies Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, obviously. I was calling it the Shedeur Show. So we got a lot of great content up there from last week, so please go check that out. And, you know, wrote yesterday about Lamar and the Ravens and vengeance, right? He's doing his Robert Pattinson Batman impression heading into 2025. So, yeah, all great stuff. And we'll be kicking it up for training camp. And before we know it, I'll be back on the phone with you and Vinny, and you know, we'll be chopping it up out at Owings Mills.
Yeah, Ravens 16-1. Mark it down, or maybe not. Exactly. That's why they play the games. Chris Boombacha, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
There's Chris Boombacha. Everybody, we'll come back, reset the program, take a quick funhouse trip, and then Inside Access takes over at 2:00, and then at 6:00, it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Orioles and Rays Game 3. We'll be talking about it here on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.